question and answer session. How can I control my thoughts? Was what he asked, which is a variation on the more common statement. When I sit to meditate, I can't control my thoughts. What should I do? That's the more common way the point is made. It just relates to meditation. You're trying to successfully meditate and your thoughts are going all over the place. The answer I gave him is my standard answer. It depends on what type of thought it is. In other words, there's different techniques for controlling different kinds of thoughts. You don't need the same technique for all thoughts. And for this approach, thoughts are divided into 5 categories. Each one is controlled in a different way. The first category is the recent past. What type of issues do we think about a lot from the recent past? Well, things that didn't go well. Perhaps an argument with a spouse, disagreement with a boss, disappointment that something you were working on really wasn't successful. And all of these things happened within the last few months. It seems on first thought that it's unfortunate that our mind is thinking about them a lot, because clearly it's taking us away from sitting and meditating successfully. Our mind is reminding us of these events. But that's not the best way to look at it. A better way to look at it is the mind is pretty intelligent. It's telling you this event isn't resolved. You need to do something. You need to apologize to someone. You need to sit down and rediscuss the matter. If it's a failure in a project, you need to find another way of looking at it. I don't know the name of the scientist, but he said, failure in an experiment is finding out one more thing that doesn't work. You know, it's like the glass is half full instead of half empty. He looked at it. Well, okay, that didn't work, so we can check that off. Keep going and find out everything that doesn't work. Finally, you'll find something that does. So the subconscious is reminding us that it's not resolved, and after a while, it'll give up. So it'll say, okay, I've done my part, and it'll suppress it, and you won't think about it anymore. But it's still there, just tucked away in the corner. It's like sticking something in the attic or in the basement or in the garage and calling it good. You know, you haven't really put it where it should be. It's out of sight, out of mind kind of approach. It's better to put it where it should be. Maybe it should be thrown away. Maybe it should be digitized and then thrown away. That's a good way to keep things from piling up, as you pile them up on your hard drive. So anyway, the recent past bothers us and should be resolved in the ways we talked about. Distant past, if we think about something again from the distant past on a regular basis, it means we haven't understood it or we haven't accepted it. And Gurudev, of course, gives us the technique of writing it down and burning it up, which in modern terms is called journaling. And it actually works. It's not that we forget the memory. The emotion comes out of it, and the emotion is what is causing us to think about it. And it becomes just something that happened in our life. It's an event. Being an event, it's emotionally neutral, and therefore we don't think about it. So those are two simple ways of clearing thoughts about the past. General worries about the future. You're worried about losing your job, you're worried about the world running out of oil, whatever the worry is. They come in many forms. mothers worry about their children a lot. Most common worry out there is my daughter's 38 and she's not married yet. This is the new worry. Kids are getting married so late. You know, it really distresses the parents, particularly the mother. So that's a question I get. The daughter's sitting right there, of course, and the mother's right there. And the mother starts complaining that the daughter is age 38 and hasn't gotten married yet. And the daughter is pursuing some career in a university or doing just fine. But worries can be replaced by affirmations. And I'm all right right now is a very popular affirmation that Gurudeva recommended. It's kind of an all-purpose affirmation that he discovered when he was quite young, that there's no point to worry about the future. It may not happen. It's better to be content in the present than be worried about some possible future. Affirmations are very effective, and we have a separate book on that. Power of affirmation is such a popular topic. We have it separated out from the Master Course Trilogy as a separate book, just to encourage people to study the techniques, because affirmations need to be done in a certain way for them really to work. Affirmations are taking advantage of the fact that, as Gurudeva teaches, the subconscious creates the future. The impressions we put in our subconscious mind are creating the future. And in general, life is a bit filled with ups and downs, and so the impressions we put in our mind are somewhat haphazard. And therefore, we're creating a haphazard future if we don't do something else. So the something else is putting in positive statements about the future we want to experience, and that remolds the subconscious, as Gurudeva says. One of his sutras, he talks about, it reads something like, my devotees are successful in every undertaking by writing down the past and burning it up, which purifies the subconscious, and then remolding it through affirmations. Oh, two-step process. First, we want to, it's like, as I mentioned, going out in the garage or up in the attic or down in the basement and cleaning it up, straightening it out, throwing things away you don't want. And then we reprogram it through affirmations. The fourth category is major decisions. And most of you remember my thought on major decisions. Major decision is we have three job opportunities, an example. And they're all good. And we're constantly thinking about it. But it's a major decision. And we don't have enough time to think it through. So we think about it for 5 minutes and then we stop. We think about it for 7 minutes over here and we stop. Why? Because it'll take about an hour to think it through. And we don't have an hour. But we still think about it anyway because it's important. It just kind of eats at our mind. Oh, the suggestion I have is you make an appointment. If the decision requires an hour, you make an appointment with yourself for an hour, when you actually have an hour. You say, okay, Saturday morning from 10 to 11, I have an hour free. I'm going to sit down and write out the pros and cons of each of these three options and come to a decision. And if I think about it between now and then, I'm going to tell my mind I have an appointment. Go away. You're wasting my thought. And it works very well. It's surprising how many major decisions can be handled in that way and free up the mind from thinking about them unnecessarily, particularly if we're trying to sit and meditate. We don't need major decisions coming in to be handled. That is the past and the future. What's left? Of course, the present. Usually the present is minor thoughts, what's for breakfast? Sitting there meditating, you know, what TV show are we going to watch tonight? It's these small things that can kind of creep in. What am I going to do when I get to work? And the technique for that is regulating our breathing. Gurudeva's basic, called pranayama. Gurudeva's basic pranayama is breathing in for 9 counts, holding 1 count, breathing out for 9 counts, holding 1 count. This regulates the breath initially, and if it's practiced for a few minutes, the breath will tend to slow down also. A regulated and slower breath quiets the mind, because the two things are interrelated, breathing and thinking. The faster we breathe, the more likely we are to think. The slower we breathe, the less likely we are to think. It just quiets the mind down in a very natural way. That's why it's done at the beginning of a meditation. And otherwise, if a simple thought comes in, you're meditating about the present day, a simple thought comes in, you just say, well, I'll think about that when my meditation's over. There's no reason to think about it now. I'll just move it forward till then. Oh, dividing up the mind in that way, our thoughts, into these 5 categories has been found to be very effective. Otherwise, it's just too undefined. You don't know how to approach it. I try and meditate, but I can't control my thoughts. Well, you don't know what kind of thought it is if someone says that, because it depends totally on what it is, how it can be controlled. So, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.